Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Jeremy Dice, special counsel with First Liberty Institute. Jeremy, public areas have long been places where we can connect with others in our community. We recently learned that a woman named Gail Blair had conversations about her faith in a town park in Westerly, Rhode Island. Would you explain what ended up happening to Gail?
Yeah, to fully appreciate the story, Gail went blind at about the age of 37. She's now 66, I think. And before she went blind through kind of a rare condition, she was a charge nurse. She worked at Johns Hopkins Hospital, for instance, and just did a lot of great work doing that kind of thing. But she has always been deeply in love with her Savior. And so when she went blind, she turned her attention to the things that she could do. And one of those things was she could actually walk from her apartment to what's called Wilcox Park. Now, Wilcox Park is in Westerly, Rhode Island. It's connected to the public library there. And it's one of these kind of old gardens that are kind of manicured and you know, part of these small picturesque town squares around the country. She would walk there by herself and she'd sit on a park bench and engage those who she heard coming by her in conversation. She would stop them if she could. If they didn't want to talk, then she would just part company with them amicably, hand them a copy of the Gospel of John from the tract society that she belonged to. And that was it. And if she had conversations, she would always give out one of these copies of the Gospel of John. Well, the library that operates the park became upset that other people that she'd given these copies of the Gospel of John to were throwing them on the ground, and they blamed Gail for it. So eventually it came to a head where the library officials actually called the police on Gail and had her ticketed for trespass, which means that if she were to come back into that park anytime within 2 years' time, she would be sent to jail for violating the rules of trespass. And so Gail has been basically stuck at her home, unable to go to the one like independent thing she could do still, and pass out and have these great conversations about Jesus with other people on a park bench, which sounds like something we really need right now. So that's kind of what's happening with Gail.
Thank you for coming to her defense. What has First Liberty requested from the Memorial and Library Association there in Westerly, Rhode Island?
We believe, like I'm sure many of you do, that no one should be kicked out of a park for talking about their faith or having conversations with others about Jesus. That should be pretty obvious to everybody. But what we did is to say, look, the library and the park here, they're at least places of public accommodation. And as places of public accommodation in the state of Rhode Island, they cannot discriminate on the basis of a number of things, including disability and religion. And for the library to kick her out and to, in fact, arrest her or at least give her a ticket and threaten her with arrest if she comes back, well, that's pretty clear discrimination on the basis of both disability and religion. And it's really a shame, too, that we've had to actually make this complaint to the State Human Rights Commission there in Rhode Island, because Gail, one of the other things she'd like to be able to do is take her grandchildren to the library and have them go to story time and things like that. She can't do that anymore because the kids will get a lesson on, you know, the police taking grandma away to prison for daring to walk into an otherwise public park.
So what's the next step in this case, Jeremy?
Well, hopefully the Rhode Island Commission on Human Rights will take a very serious look at this issue and evaluate the entire thing, do a thorough investigation. And my hope is that they remind the library and the park there that they can't kick people out for simply talking about Jesus with other people in their park. I mean, after all, she's handing out books, which I think is something that the library kind of likes, people reading. And oddly enough, they want to keep her from doing that very thing. And the other sad thing we discovered here is that we did a little research on this and discovered that Gail's the only one to receive this penalty from the police department. No one else has been cited for trespass, or no cited person has been stopped from having conversations in the park or handing out literature in the park. It's only Gail that has been targeted for this. There are weddings that occur there for people handing out, you know, programs to the weddings. There are plays that occur in that park and people hand out handbills and a number of other things like that. She just now feels like the Library Association is like standing on a watchtower just waiting for her to trespass so they can cart her off to jail for daring to step foot on their property. shepherd anymore. That just is completely outrageous and wrong. And I would think that the library would want to fix this thing really quick.
Yeah, she could use some encouragement these days. Thank you for upholding the rights of people as you fight for religious freedom. Jeremy, where can our listeners learn more about this case?
I'd encourage folks to go to firstliberty.org, and you can read the letter we sent to the Human Rights Commission there in Rhode Island and all about Gail's case.
That's Jeremy Dice with First Liberty. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.